Welcome to Bible and Bourbon with Pastor Ben. Today we are beginning our study on purpose, finding our purpose in God's creation. I am recording this podcast on the morning of Derby, so I am drinking a mint julep in honor of the day. Our prayer request for this week comes from a listener who has just been diagnosed with breast cancer, so please keep them in your prayers. And now let us begin our study with a prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for your scripture and for your Holy Spirit. Allow it to work inside of us, helping to reveal your purpose for our lives. We pray all of this in your Son's holy and great name. Amen. I talked with a man that retired last year, and I asked him what he thought about being retired. And unsurprisingly, he said that he loved it. Minus one thing. He didn't like people asking him what he did. Because often people come up to you and ask you, what do you do? And whenever people asked him that question, he said the same thing. He said, the truth, that I am retired now. But he felt bad about it. Because whenever he answered that question, he said that he felt useless. As if he said that I used to do something, but I don't anymore. My friend said that sometimes he thought about answering the question differently, saying that he used to be an engineer, but that felt wrong too. Because in general, he was always more than his job. His purpose was more than his work. And we're going to discuss today our purpose. What is the meaning of our lives as Christians? By studying Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I have carried you into exile. Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 10 through 14. If any of you are graduating this year, or are graduating soon, I'm going to spoil a few things for you. You're going to get a few gifts. Particularly, you will get about a half dozen copies of Oh, the Places You Will Go. Everyone who gives that book to you will think they are being unique, but the other five copies that you will receive will speak otherwise. And you will probably receive several decorative items, wall hangers, or maybe a bookmark, containing the verse Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The Lord has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Sometime around the beginning of your second semester of freshman year, you will wish that you could sell those copies of Oh, the Places You Will Go and use the money to buy textbooks, but you won't be able to. And you will probably stare blankly at that framed poster that you never got around to mounting on your dorm room wall of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And wonder, what in the world could the plans that God has for you possibly be? Because you will feel lost. And unfortunately, that will probably not be the only time you stare blankly at that verse, wondering what purpose you might have. You might stare again at that same verse as an adult, wondering what purpose your God could possibly have for you as you struggle with all of the responsibilities that you now hold. Responsibilities with your house, with your family, with your job, How can you possibly have a purpose outside of just surviving? And then again, you might stare blankly at this verse when you become an older adult, as you retire and as you age, wondering if you have missed out and as if your purpose is now long gone, as if you've missed the opportunity to be useful to God. And as much as I would like to tell you that everyone will inevitably find their purpose, I can't. Because that's wrong. There are plenty of people who exist without finding their purpose. Because you don't need to have a purpose to simply exist. About two streets down from my house, there is a man who built a large planter in their front yard. This planter is a raised planter. It is about 4 feet wide and 10 feet long in a rectangle, and it sits about a foot off the ground. I watched him spend over 2 weeks building this planter as his house is on my walking route, and I'd often talk to him and chat with him as he was building this planter. As he was building it, I asked him what he was planning on growing in this garden, and he said he wasn't quite sure. Eventually, after he built this planter, he left it empty. And as time went on and he planted nothing there, weeds began to grow and grass sprang up as well. It was really no different than the rest of his yard, only that he could not mow it with a lawnmower. So once a month he would come with a weed whacker and chop it down, only for it to grow back up again. I guess you could call what he was growing a garden. But for me, a garden has purpose. You can have a flowering garden with beautiful flowers that have an innate joy to them. Anyone who walks past a flowering garden feels happier with their life because they see the beauty in the colors of the flower. They see the beauty of God's creation. You can also have a vegetable garden, and the purpose of a vegetable garden is quite clear. So you can grow fruits and vegetables and move them in from your yard to your plate and eat fresh vegetables. You might even share these fruits and vegetables with your neighbor, adding joy to their life as well as they come around their dinner table. A friend of mine who's a pastor has a Zen garden. There's only one plant in his Zen garden, a small Japanese maple, and the rest of the garden itself is small little white rocks. And he will take a rake and he'll come out when he is stressed and rake the rocks into various patterns. And in the process of raking them, he relieves his stress. The purpose of a Zen garden is to add peace to your life. Flowering gardens, vegetable and fruit gardens, and even Zen gardens all have a purpose. And if you don't have a purpose, like the garden at my neighbor's house, you'll find that it doesn't add anything to someone's life. His collection of weeds doesn't add any beauty to the world. You can't collect those weeds and bring them inside and eat them. And it sure does not add any peace to anyone's existence. His garden exists, but it exists without a purpose. And sometimes in our lives, we will find ourselves existing without a purpose as well. We are often lost when we feel as if we have no purpose. We often aren't doing well mentally or physically when we feel as if we have no purpose. And that's much like the Israelites were when Jeremiah wrote this prophecy. Because the Israelites that he wrote these words to weren't in fact Israelites anymore. They were cast into captivity. They were no longer in the city of Jerusalem, but instead they were thrown in chains to the city of Babylon. I often find it funny that Jeremiah's most well-known prophecy is this hopeful prophecy here in chapter 29, verse 11, plans to give you a future and hope, because Jeremiah was not a hopeful prophet. He is known as the weeping prophet, because often what he prophesied was death and destruction. He prophesied the darkness that would overcome Jerusalem and the Jewish people. He prophesied them going out into Babylon. Jeremiah, it was not a hopeful man. But then, when they needed hope, when the people were truly going into exile, he changed. And he told them that you will go into exile. You will be there for 70 years. You will feel lost. But even though you feel lost, even though you feel as if you are living in eternal darkness, God has a plan for you. A plan to prosper. He spoke those words to people that needed to hear them. You may feel lost today, as if you have no purpose. Maybe you feel you are too young, and all the potential you have ahead of you is just too much to bear. Or maybe you feel as if you are just too busy with work and family to find a purpose beyond existing. Or maybe you feel too old, as if your purpose has come and gone, and you are left adrift. Maybe you feel like the Israelites, cast out into Babylon. And in that moment, I hope you hear the words of Jeremiah. You have a purpose. Your purpose may not be the same as every other individual. There might be three types of gardens that I know of. I'm sure there's more gardens out there. But the same way as there are different types of gardens, there are different types of Christian purpose. Plans that God has in store for you as an individual. And we're going to learn from several individuals in the Bible, starting next week at creation and working our way through the Old and the New Testament, seeing how people lived out their faith and their purpose in unique and beautiful ways. And hopefully they can spark something inside you, something innate and powerful, allowing you to live out your purpose as well. As always, I'd like to thank you for joining me today. And if you have any questions over the material, or if you'd like me to pray for you, please reach out to me at BiblePeriodBourbon@gmail.com. And while it's true that Jesus drank wine, an occasional glass is different than an addiction. If you need help, please seek it. If you need help but don't know where to look, please reach out to me and I'll be happy to guide you. Blessings, everyone.